do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. Zinn covers the gamut from the essence of human happiness.
Having value is key to human happiness.
To the downside of venture capital for entrepreneurs.
Venture capital can be the antithesis of entrepreneurial spirit.
The essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
An entrepreneur without determination is truly an oxymoron.
Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
Hello and welcome again to the Tough Things First podcast, where Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley, adds to your entrepreneurial and managerial arsenal. I'm your host today, Guy Smith. We have all had a reaction to someone who was hostile and angry, and rarely does their attitude engender our cooperation. In fact, we all lose when an atmosphere of anger or hostility or contention prevails. Sadly, the spirit of contention is rampant in our society today at a time when we need to promote the virtue of civility. Ray Zinn's company, Micrel, was built in part on a culture of respecting the dignity of every individual, which led Micrel to having an employee turnover rate half that of his industry. Micrel was somewhat legendary as a civil place to work. So Ray, talk to us about anger and hostility and contention between people. Where does it come from and how does it hurt an organization?
Well, good morning, Guy. Thank you for this opportunity to speak once again. I really enjoy these podcasts. What happens is that anger and hostility generally comes from selfish motives. So anytime a person is angry or hostile, you can definitely know that they are focusing on themselves. You know, me, you know, my turn, my problem, you know, everybody needs to turn to me. Difficulty we have in this environment currently, as we see in the political arena, is that in order for them to stand out in the crowd, they feel it's necessary for them to yell and shout and condemn and turn hostile toward others. That happens in the workplace also. And a manager, an employee finds themselves that they're not being listened to or that they're afraid that their point is not going to be taken or understood. It turns to hostility and anger. And of course, hostility and contention just breeds more hostility and contention. And as a result, the communication breaks down. Once communication breaks down, people stop listening. And once they stop listening, of course, then we don't have the results that we're looking for.
Okay. How does this manifest itself within an organization? What are the ways contention will surface?
Well, as they say, there's no I in team, you know, and so I is that back to me. When you see an individual or a group, it could be an entire organization, you start turning inward, as you would, as opposed to turning outward, that's a sure sign that you're going to have a hostile relationship. You know, we find that true between various manufacturing groups or even within an accounting organization where accounts payable is focusing on their problem and accounts receivable on theirs, and they don't communicate with each other. And as a consequence, then hostility begins to form. And they, in fact, if you go to a company activity, you'll note that they tend to sit in groups. You know, you got this group sitting together and that group sitting together. They're actually forming these silos. I've tried to get people to break up those silos, to intermingle, to mix together. And so we had, you know, some activities and some meetings which were almost called mixers, you know, where we tried to mix up the group where people had to talk to each other and get to know one another.
Well, what can a leader or an executive do to mitigate contention, to reduce hostility and by eliminating it, try to create a win-win situation?
Well, it starts with a focus on a flatter organization as opposed to a hierarchical, you know. So if you can reduce the number of reporting levels, you'll also improve communication and minimize, as I call, these silos that are formed. And I think that's key to improving communication and relationship between groups, is if you can kind of flatten the organization and have a minimal hierarchical organization structure.
If you're seeing signs of contention in your team, then you have to deal with it. A good place to start is in Ray's book, Tough Things First, where he covers topics in humanistic management and how people can enjoy working together for a living. Get your copy at Amazon.com or at any popular bookstore. And also subscribe to the Tough Things First podcast using your favorite mobile app, be it iTunes, Google's Play Music, Podcast Addict, or the other popular apps. And do connect with Ray directly on social media, on LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook. You can find those links at toughthingsfirst.com/contact. And be sure to catch the next episode of the Tough Things First podcast, where we take a question from the audience. A listener wants Ray to delve deeper into the subject of self-discipline and organizational discipline and how to move one to the other. See you then.